Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I like to acknowledge and appreciate you taking the time out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others as we deepen down. As we commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us as us. I keep emphasizing that God is a presence that is everywhere present, in every point in space and time, and right where we are. I think too long theologians has misled people by putting God up in the heavens and the heavens being in the sky. And whilst we may, figuratively speaking, when we think of heavens or we think of praying, we're raising our eyes, I think of it as raising our consciousness. Raising our consciousness from the earthly bound way of thinking to the heavenly awareness of our oneness with the all that is. I know, as we are all traveling on this road together, there are times when it is easier said than done. There are times when our faith is strong and upholds us no matter how challenging or difficult we may be facing, whatever is going on in our lives or around us. And equally, there are times when we feel like we are flailing, like Peter when walking on the water towards Jesus started to sink, shouting, "Lord, save me." And so as we are human beings, spiritual beings, I should say, having the human experience, we need to recognize and embrace our strengths, our weaknesses, our fears, our doubts, our faith, our strength. And it struck me, I always appreciate when you take the time to text me or WhatsApp me to notify comments or critiques about each Sunday Soul Connection. And someone shared with me last week they enjoyed the story and also the change of tone in the prayer, which made me pause and ask, was the prayers that I was doing too obsessed with the state of the world? The person replied and said, no, it was just that there's so much going on everywhere across our globe. And it's true, there is so much going on everywhere across our globe. It seems there's no part of the world we could point at and say, ah, there's a place of freedom and contentment. I'll run there and hide for a while. And she went on to say that it's trying to remember to get the balance of affirming as well as recognizing what's going on. And the quote landed for me, our sacred text. In fact, I have two sacred texts this morning. And it simply said, from Psalms 94:18-19, the minute I said, I'm slipping, I'm falling, your love, God, took hold and held me fast. When I was upset and beside myself, you calmed me down and cheered me up. It is very easy to get overwhelmed, despondent, and disheartened with everything that is going on. The very people we take as our leaders, expecting them to lead the way and lead by example, sadly are very lacking and disappointing. And so it's very easy to get caught up in the dismalness and just how humanity seems not to be learning and evolving, but regressing and descending into its worst and lowest basest nature. But my second sacred text said, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. And so it's this invitation, no matter what is going on with us personally, individually, or collectively, globally, we have within us a refuge, a place to which we can turn to, and a presence that is ever available, that if we can take our mind and our attention and our focus off of whatever it is that is troubling us, whatever it is that is disturbing us, whatever it is that we are experiencing, if we can take our attention off long enough and come back to the remembrance that right where we are, right at the center of our being, there is a divine presence that is all peace, that is all power, that is all loving, that is all intelligence, that knows what to do and how to do it, and that never sleeps nor slumbers. So my theme this morning is entitled God of the Rescue, taking from our song, our closing song today. Maya Angelou said that you may not control all of the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. It is so easy to be reduced by what's going on, by what's happening, by everything that we're hearing and reading. Even if we try to limit the amount of news we see, watch, or hear, even if we try to stay grounded in spirit, we get to choose not to allow ourselves to be overwhelmed, not to forget the truth and the reality of who we are and whose we are. Always, always, we need to remember that the only permanence in this life is the fact that everything is impermanent. Everything we see and experience is transitional. There is nothing that is absolute other than God Almighty. And so the story that I want to share with you, it's long and I edited it down, but I felt it was important to share that no matter how dark or how dire situation or circumstance can be, God can always use it to turn our deepest fears and nightmares into a blessing, can always move us out of despair and darkness into light and joy. And I believe this story demonstrates it perfectly. It's a two-part story, and the first part is regarding Erin Stoffel. She says, on Sunday, May the 3rd, 2015, it was a beautiful spring day, and I had to work after church for a few hours at the YMCA. After work, I wanted to enjoy some family time. outside. So we decided to go for a walk on a newly constructed bridge that was becoming a popular place in our community. In the middle of the bridge is a red pavilion with some benches underneath. As we approached, we noticed a man slumped over on one of the benches, with another man standing by. My son Ezra, who was 7 at the time, was further ahead with our dog Sammy. As we came closer to the red pavilion, John, my husband, approached the man and tried to see what was the matter. Nothing could have prepared me for what happened next. Without warning, the man pulled out a gun and shot John in the chest. He shot my daughter Olivia, and then he shot me through the leg. We all went to the ground. I grabbed the hand of my 5-year-old daughter, Sila, who was standing next to me in shock, and we started to run. More shots fired. I approached my son Ezra, who was further ahead, and told him to run and get help. I was shot 2 more times as we ran off the bridge, one of the bullets hitting my left hand, lodging in my wedding ring, and the other through my abdomen. I underwent emergency surgery. When I awoke from the surgery, reality came flooding back into my mind, and my worst fears were confirmed. John and Olivia were gone. 2 years after this tragic event, my life would change dramatically when I reached out to a person I had never met before. Second part. Steve Ulmer. He says, life was good. Life was comfortable. Our marriage was strong, far from perfect, but never better. We'd been blessed with 4 amazing kids, all boys. Wendy was a healthy, vibrant 36-year-old in the prime of her life. We had just moved to a new house, and it felt like we were starting a new chapter in life, a chapter I was eager to see unfold. I don't know why I woke up that night. I looked over at her, sleeping, hair spread out across the pillow, peaceful, beautiful, my wife. Nothing. I shook her, started screaming her name, pleading with her to wake up, but there was no response. My mind struggled with the reality of it all. I called 911, no pulse. Her breathing had stopped. I performed CPR until help arrived. Sheriffs, EMTs, a whole team of strangers in my bedroom doing everything they could to save her. On the morning of March the 17th, 2017, her heart gave out. For the last time, she was gone. The days and weeks that followed blurred together in a sleepless, nightmarish haze. The outpouring of support from my family was unlike anything I had ever seen. So much love directed toward me and my boys. It was overwhelming. So many reached out to me, so many cards, letters, text messages, I lost count. But this one stopped me cold. It was a simple message of encouragement from a person I had never met. It wasn't the message itself that got my attention. It was the name attached to it, Erin Stoffel. That name had been known by almost everyone around this area in 2015. It was a name that brought a story so heavy, so dark, it was hard to believe she actually lived it. 2 years later, here she was, Erin Stoffel, reaching out to a stranger with a message of encouragement. People had been sharing my story with her, and she felt compelled to try and help. She would send me encouraging texts, songs, Bible verses, and continue to pray for me every day. She was a light to me in a very dark place, a lifeline as I struggled to hang on. Suddenly, I wasn't alone. I could relate to her. I felt like I could ask her anything. I asked a lot of questions, so many questions. These were raw, often heavy topics. The connection was effortless, natural and deep, because of what we had faced. We met for the first time in person a month later at LifeFest, a Christian music festival here in Wisconsin. We walked and talked for hours, and I could feel this unique friendship materializing between us. Seeing all our kids together, seeing them relate, laugh, connect, and talk openly about their grief, they were able to find healing through each other, a kind of healing that simply we could not offer as parents. The same connection that came so naturally between us was occurring between our children as well. Erin and I were married on June the 28th, 2018, 1 year after she reached out to me with a simple text. Every day we embrace the chaos that comes with a blended family of eight. It's beautiful, it's messy, it's amazing, it's hard, but it's life. I think you would agree with me that story is so touching and moving and inspirational at the same time. And it spoke to me on several levels. Yes, we are going through what we would call deemed dark times or heavy times or whatever label that we want to give it. But there is light. Because there is a light that is within us that is eternal, that is ever shining, that is ever radiating, that is ever bright. And even though that we may forget it, it's still there. Always will be. And so this couple, through both their tragedies, through both their sadness, were able to come together. One couldn't imagine when you're going through such dark times that there could ever be such an outcome. And yet there is. My science mind reading is entitled Living Not Knowing. The first quote comes from a friend, a fellow seminarian that I went to seminary with, Nancy Collier. And Nancy says, living in the question allows us to open to the infinite, allows us to open to the infinite mystery, life unfolding in its own way with us as part of it, along for the ride, open to being part of a larger universe, which is not in our charge. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, and Ernest says, the answer to every question is within man, because man is within spirit, and spirit is an indivisible whole. The author writes, we've selected another candidate. You didn't get the job, said the employer with whom I had just interviewed. I thanked her for considering me, hung up the phone, and burst into tears. Finding employment had never been an issue for me, with years of solid skills on my resume. But after being laid off a year ago from work, I held for almost 3 years, securing steady work seemed elusive. As I shared my story with a wise friend, she said, your reaction wasn't about the job. It was about your hope that you would no longer live. It's about your hope that you would no longer have to live in the not knowing. Her accuracy stunned me. For quite some time, I'd been living in the not knowing, a place where the ground beneath me kept moving, where my finances went up and down, where relationships kept shifting, where everything that used to work in my life no longer did. Those of us on the spiritual path eventually find ourselves in the not knowing. It's uncomfortable, sometimes terrifying, and essential to our growth as spiritual beings. It is there that we must learn to embrace the not knowing and lean into and trust the spiritual unfoldment that is taking place, even if we cannot see it. Staying in the not knowing is Olympic grade work. It requires a willingness to surrender to what is, while knowing that our good is forever coming to us and through us. I know a while back I did a Sunday soul about being in the not knowing. And it feels like these times, as the author shared, a great reminder for us on the spiritual path to embrace the what is, the uncertainty, the not knowing, while trusting that not only our good is coming in us and through us, but the good for each and every one here on this earth. And at times it does seem overwhelming. At times it doesn't seem it's possible. But we remain true to the truth of who we are and whose we are. That our good comes through us, for us. As I said at the beginning, spirit is not sitting in the sky somewhere, but it's right where we are. I love this quote by Martin Short, who said, something terrible can happen to you. And yet, the day after this something terrible, the sun rises and life goes on, and therefore so must you. I think the story that I shared of those two people is a demonstration that no matter how challenging or how tragic life may throw stuff at us, life does go on. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a realization and an anticipation that things can get better. And it starts with us. My poem is entitled Try to Praise the Mutilated World by Adam Zagesky, translated by Claire Kavanagh. Try to praise the mutilated world. Remember June's long days and wild strawberries, drops of rosé wine, the lettuces that methodically overgrow and the abandoned homesteads of exiles. You must praise the mutilated world. You watch the stylish yachts and ships. One of them had a long trip ahead of it, while salty oblivion waited others. You've seen the refugees going nowhere. You've heard the executioners sing joyfully. You should praise the mutilated world. Remember the moments when we were together, in a white room and the curtain fluttered. Return in thought to the concert where music flared. You gathered acorns in the park in autumn, and leaves eddied over the earth's scars. Praise the mutilated world, and the grey feathers a thrush lost, and the gentle light that strays and vanishes and returns. My beloved, as challenging as things may be in our world, as challenging as things may be for us personally, there is always something that we can praise, something we can acknowledge. Even if we feel that we are succumbing under the waves of all that is happening in our mutilated world, you know that we can rise again. Our teacher said that we were to be of good cheer, for he had overcome it. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be intentional that as we are breathing in, we are breathing in the breath of Spirit, the breath of life. Take a breath in. Say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. is my breath as I breathe out struggle. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. My breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in God's assurance. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out the world's anxieties. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in God's assurance. My breath as I breathe out the world's anxieties. God's assurance. The world's anxieties. God's assurance. The world's anxieties. God's assurance. world's anxieties. God's assurance. World's anxieties. God's assurance. Anxieties. Here in the cave of the heart, sanctuary of the soul, let's take a moment to be intentional for ourselves for the week ahead. Let us see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. We know that right where we are, the divine intelligence is at the center of our being. In response to that which we hold in our consciousness. So always as we are visualizing, we are holding the feeling component to it. For each one, it's different. So see for yourself this week how you would wish it to be. Deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer. We know that God is the spirit, the energy, the life force, the presence that is everywhere present. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, thou who art the absolute mystery residing at the core of us. As we consciously come into communion with you at this time, we are opening up our hearts and minds to remember your assurances, to know that no matter what we are facing, no matter what we are going through, individually and collectively, your presence is ever guiding, directing, illuminating, healing that situation or situation. Let us not forget when we are feeling overwhelmed, when we are feeling anxious, that your consolation will bring us joy. Your consolation as we remember who we are, and who it is that resides at the center of our being. Let us remember the words of our teacher who said that even though there were trials and tribulations in this world, that we, like he did, can overcome and be filled with good cheer. O divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For all that is happening across our globe with the pandemic, for all that is happening across the world, with all the things that are going on in nature, with the weather, with the floods, the droughts, the fires, for all that is happening across our world, with people trying to find freedom and peace for all that is happening across our world. We surrender it to you. For only through you and by you can a healing for our world happen. Only by your grace, which is our sufficiency in all things, can we stand firm, stand strong, and stand resolute in our faith. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, strengthen and embolden us, keep us in high resolve to remember the truth of who we are and whose we are. Let us anchor ourselves in your spirit, knowing it always, in all times, and in all situations, that we are not alone, that your presence, your power, your peace, your love is right where we are. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, thou who art the absolute mystery. For anything that I have failed to mention, I know you will not fail to heal, to bless. And so I simply open my heart to pour out deep gratitude for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our movement. Oh no, let's do our movement prayer first. Raise your hands towards the sky, wiggle your hands, wiggle your fingers, and affirm, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down, over your heart, and affirm, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips, and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I am grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist meditations. Repeat after me our affirmation from our science of mind. I firmly plant my feet.
I firmly plant my feet.
In the not knowing.
In the not knowing.
Allowing spirit to guide me.
Allowing spirit to guide me.
Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our Rumi quote for the week. Rumi says, cast off your disdain for death, and you'll see that it's not the end, but only a disguise for a welcoming celebration. My beloved, as we come towards the end of our Sunday soul, I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 of 10, as always. And my closing benediction is one that I think we're all familiar with, from Reinhold Niebuhr, who says, God, give us the grace to accept with serenity the things that we cannot change, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. So my closing song for you is entitled God of the Rescue, and it's by Fellowship Creative. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You make beauty out of ash in the broken. You are strong. You speak light in the dark. And we laugh down to my heart. Oh.
I trust you enjoyed that as much as I did. God of the Rescue, Fellowship Creative. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Stay dry. Look forward to seeing you.